views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show, Psychic Cup of Coffee, with Kelly Sutliff on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a gifted psychic medium who has worked in her industry for over 14 years. During this hit show, Kelly will be offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief and share with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. It's all about keeping psychic ability real and how it is a part of our world every single day. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? Call 1-800-930-2819 with your questions. Now here is your host, Kelly Sutliff.
Hi everybody, welcome to Psychic Cup Coffee today. I am happy to have my guest today, which is actually going to be my daughter. My daughter, Haley Sutliff, is 15. She's a great gal, and she, like all my children, are very intuitive, which leads us to the subject of our conversation today. I'm going to talk about psychicness in children, because we all start off with this gift. Even people who don't think they have intuitive gift, when you were little, let me tell you, you had intuitive gift. You know what? Where you were just with feel things, sense things, you know, and it's as we experience life and as things change for us that, you know, we're told maybe either through religion or through a family member or through situations that are too frightening for you or whatever the situation may be, that, you know, don't trust your intuitive instinct. Well, I'm here to tell you, obviously with the work that I do and me being a mom, so I can speak in both fronts, that it's very important that you encourage your children's intuition. Intuition is a catalyst of your world that will lead you into good things your whole life. When you can trust, when you can follow instinct, when you can use good judgment, that all leads to good things. That all leads to one thing called safety, right? And it's part of, you know, I just sent my son, Matt, off to college, to Hobart College in New York to play football and to go to school there. And you know what? It's like, you know what? You hope and trust that they use their instinct all the time. And, you know, he's a product of our environment here where he's learned, you know what I mean, to think smarter, maybe take a step back, you know, trust what your soul's saying to you, what your hunch is saying to you. He obviously shows it on a football field for being the offensive left tackle, the job that he has, which is a pretty strong position in a football team, and using your instinct. And I got to believe that part of intuition plays into that. His psychic sense is pretty built up, pretty strong. So he can feel that, he can sense things. And, you know, think about if people who are strong business people today, we can name, you know, whoever you know, or maybe it might even be yourself, and how you trust your instinct and how those thoughts are used and you work within it. Possibly they may have grown up actually learning about intuition. You know, it's really funny with kids is that, you know, how many times have your children ever said to you, you know what, gosh, it feels like I've been here before, Mom. Or, you know, or how about, you know what, they're playing by themselves in a room or playing dolls or whatever, and you think it's their imagination, but really it's like they're responding back to someone or something, or they have an imaginary friend that they may play with, or a baby will be in a crib and all of a sudden just be reaching up their arms out of the crib to someone. And I get that a lot, actually, when I do readings. I can tell these old grandma and grandpas that are around these babies that are born that they didn't get to see be born. But these family members have those type of intuitive experiences. So, or they get flashes of, you know, orbs, or they see things or what have you. So I figured the best thing to talk about the subject, because you know what, we live it really in our house. I mean, I have three teenagers, and you know what, we talk about psychic ability and we talk about how intuition affects you as a person and how to develop it. And so I thought best thing to do is bring one of my kids on so we can share what it's like to live in my household, the psychic household, which is kind of interesting in days. So Haley and I are going to talk about this. So Haley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. Hi. Good. So we're going to you know, obviously you heard my intro, and we're going to talk all about psychic ability and what it's like to grow up in a psychic household. So if you were to kind of describe what our house is like and a psychic space, what would you describe it like?
Definitely interesting. There's after, like, you'll have a reading mom, like, there, I'll always feel like sometimes there's this energy and, like, it can shift, but it's definitely interesting to grow up with because no one really has a type of household that we do.
True.
That we have, so.
And even cool. though we talk about, like, you know, how I always talk about boundaries and clearing houses and clearing mm-hmm. our space, what will happen oftentimes with my kids is that I have an office where I do my readings. But, you know, sometimes I do phone readings, too. So I don't run into my office to do phone readings so I can be reading wherever. And, you know, I'm real good about kind of open up the space where when I work and I close it off. I've learned that a long time for working in this field for like 14 years, having boundaries with everything. But I've also actually what I find sometimes, and Haley, you can probably agree with me, that sometimes, you know, spirit can hang out a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's... And what kind of things have you felt when that happens?
Well, like, sometimes you'll just come home from a reading, and, like, a few days later, I'll just see, like, I'll be like, Mom, have you read someone with a short man with, like, a blue sweater, and, like, bald came through or something, and then I'll just see, like, energy and usually just, like, people. I'll just go to you about it and see if that person came through in a reading.
And more than that, when she's describing, or my other kids, especially Haley has a real, she's kind of like a lot like her mom. My other two children have a lot of intuition, too, but they use it in different perspectives, whether it be through dreams or that aspect of things, and they'll be intuitive. But Haley seems to be a lot like me, where she uses has a lot of mediumship ability to her. And what I find is that when she says those things, if there was a man who was bald who had a blue sweater on, or like the other day she said, Mom, have you done a reading for, there was a child that passed away, and because there was, I saw like a flash of a child. And sure enough, you know what, I did reading this past week, and there was a child that came through for someone that had passed away very young. And, or, you know, describing the person that I had connected with actually through spirit. So when those things happen in our house, because I'm a big firm believer that, you know what, when spirit's around, that's great to give their messages to their loved ones when they come through for a reading. But I'm a big component of, like, you know what, their space was here when they were supposed to be here and live their life. They're not meant to stick around. So, you know, I often clear our house, you know what I mean, using sage and using lavender, because the Indians use that to clear their land, to bless their land. That was the nature of everyone in my world, in the world, I feel should have lavender and have sage planted around their house as a protection around their house. It's a very healing quality to your home. And so, you know, like the other day, I had to laugh. Only in my house would this happen. My one daughter was getting out of the shower and I was saging the house. Well, sage smells like pot. All right. And so my daughter was like, who's sage in the house? You know, or, you know, and I had to laugh because, you know what, I don't think that happens in too many households that, you know, someone can smell it or what have you, but, and say those type of things as Avery was saying to me. So as my children were younger, you start to see things, and you start to see and observe how these little younglings, kids are going to act in their intuitive ways. And I can remember when my daughter Avery was little, and I remember giving her a bath, and we were talking, and, you know, at age four is my favorite age in kids because they just say everything. And she says to me, hey, Mom, do you have visions? And I said, yeah. And she says, you know what? I have visions too. And I said, you do? And I said, when you have visions, does it scare you? And she said, no. She says, does it scare you, Mom? And I said, no. And, you know, this is just, like I said, out of, you know, the mouths of babes. And obviously she doesn't know that I have visions, but she knows, she's picking up all on that because she's intuitive. This is also my child that actually was very speech delayed and didn't talk until almost she was like 3 and a half. But she didn't have to talk because intuitively she could literally, and she could be thinking of something, I would get it and know what she needed. And she didn't have to talk because she was just so observant and feeling it and sense. And she's also, this is my child that's going to go off to art school, because when this child paints, it's like the paint jumps off the picture to you. I mean, she's that gifted in what she does. So she's learned to channel it. That's a form. Art to me is a very channeling form for children in using their intuition. So Haley, what have you learned actually in reference to how important like boundaries are with intuition?
Well, one thing I've always learned kind of going off of that is like always trust your gut and trust yourself and everything. And, yeah. So what do you mean by more?
Yeah.
By boundaries?
And that's it. Yeah. Because you know what? Trusting your instinct is just like as an adult. And when you're a young child is that, you know what, it's important to use the tools that we have actually so we can trust. And so when, you know, something, if you're going out with friends, let's say, and you have that instinct like, oh, don't go down that street, you'll know that, right?
Yeah, I always know like what to do and what not to do and what's safe. Or even if it just comes to like picking classes and what class it comes to, I always know that I'll trust my instinct because that's what
you've been taught that.
Things.
And that's the important part is that remember to, we always have to teach our children how to trust instinct. We're going to run to break, everybody. We'll be back in a minute. We're going to continue our conversation with Haley Sutliff and continue talking about psychic kids.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. I have my special guest today, real special girl of mine, Haley Sutliff, my daughter. We're talking psychic kids and what it's like to be grow up with psychic ability and have psychic ability around you. It's really important that children know not to fear psychic ability and not to be afraid of intuition. We do a big disservice to our world by not creating intuitive children and letting them be creative and intuitive. You know, it's really great because when you think back when our little ones are so little and we get so creative with them and they draw and they do this and this imagination and then it wants to be, you know, then it's like sometimes we want to put the square peg in the round hole with schools and different things like that with kids. And you know what? Then kids start to lose that intuition and that trust. My show today is all about keeping that trust within kids. And, you know, if they have that type of trust within them forever, they become really great adults because they learn to trust and learn within it. And, you know, there's boundaries with this stuff because we also have to create, you know, not make it fear-based, right? And in that way with kids, if they just understand something, they're pretty simple, you know, and we don't overcomplicate it with intuition with kids. And then, you know, we also listen to children if they've ever had, you know, a fearful experience. So, which leads me to, you know, what we're going to talk about with Haley. So Haley, tell me if you've had a lot of experiences you don't even know about when you were little that I knew, but tell everybody, like when you were like age 9, your first experience, what happened?
Well, I was age 9 and I was in a third grade and my friend, her dad was in an apartment in Somerville in obviously Massachusetts, and I was invited to go have a sleepover, and I didn't really know that I had a gift or that my mom was a psychic medium. So, I didn't know until about a year later, but, we were at, my friend's dad's apartment, and I walk in and I never had this feeling before. It was really eerie and it felt like an elephant was on my chest because, it just felt really heavy. The air there just felt heavy. And like, I'm not talking about dust, but I'm talking about like, it's a feeling that it didn't feel settled.
Right.
And we're starting to go to sleep. And, I woke up at least 6 times in the night to see like shadows. So almost like silhouettes too, and like orbs, and it just like looked like bright lights of like bubbles, I guess you could say. Yeah. And I didn't know what was going on, so it kind of scared me. But at the same time, since I didn't really know, I was scared, but at the same time, I wasn't. But and then I remember I looked into the basement to the stairs that went downstairs, and I literally just saw very vividly like big bright orbs, and they were like, it was weird. It was just the feeling. I didn't feel, it was just eerie. And I felt like I had it was weird breathing there, and it just felt like I said before, like an elephant was on top of my chest, and I've never had this feeling before, so I don't know what's happening, but it was really interesting. But during the night, it was just, I would just see lots of casts of shadows and orbs.
And that's the thing, I can remember, like, when she was little, she called me when this was happening, and I remember talking her through it and saying, you know, you're safe, you're okay, nothing can harm you, you know what I mean? Tell everything to go away. Do you remember dealing that? Telling you say to tell all to go away? Because that's another component that parents need to understand. When a child's in a situation, if you're a sensitive kid, because you're a sensitive kid, if you're psychic, no doubt about it, you're going to pick up things, feel things, sense things. And, you know, it's not to, as a parent, dismiss a situation to say, oh, well, you know, it's nothing. Never say that to a child. It's nothing. What it was is actually, you know, it was something, because this house was like 200 years old. It was, you know, an old part of Boston. There probably was gobs of energy that was sticking around there, is what I was feeling intuitively. And you know what? So it's like this little new beam of light comes in town, okay, and hangs out for a sleepover. And of course they're going to show up. And so, you know, we worked through that. And since then, you know, obviously one of the first experiences she can remember, but there was lots of them throughout her little life before that. And we were in that situation. And I can remember even like when she was little, she had gotten a doll for Christmas from Santa. And I remember Haley saying to me, I said, you know, what are you going to name your baby doll? And she said her, and this is Christmas Eve. And she says, it's my baby doll. Name is Kathy. Well, my husband had a sister that passed away, and her name was Kathy. And I'm like, Kathy, wow, that's a really nice name. And I said, now Kathy's not even a popular name for this generation of kids. It would be for you and I. I'm 49 years old. And I said, that's a beautiful name. And we're talking, and she's like, her name is Kathy. And she's talking about her dolly Kathy. And to me, that's evidence. Okay. That's evidence from the other side coming in, giving a name, recognizing that my child would have never heard this name, Kathy, ever. And so, and Haley's middle name is after her sister, her aunt that passed away, Catherine. And so anyhow, the next morning we get up for Christmas, and of course she grabs her baby doll. And I said, how's Kathy this morning? Is Kathy having a good, Christmas? And she says, my doll is not Kathy. And then she gives me this, you know, other name that she names her, and never mentions the word Kathy again. So see how children are used, actually, and so often when, you know what, they're just little intuitive spirits, and they just are so open to receive. I can remember the fact that when my daughter Avery, when my father had passed away, we had all the children sitting there writing out messages, because we did a balloon, you know, send off to my father at his funeral. And the kids are all sitting there, and my kids had been 900 miles away from when my father passed away. And they're all writing their messages. Now, at the time, 5, 4, and 6 are their ages. So my daughter Avery is 5. And she says, I said to my son Matthew, says, I wonder what Papa's last words were. And she says, Matt, don't you know Papa's last words were, I love you all? And that's what his last words were to us before he died. So she would have never known that. She would have never heard that. And here she is giving a message. So children have this great open gift. As adults, we need to start paying attention and recognize when they start to talk to us and they start to give us these messages, because these messages are important pieces from the other side to give comfort to us, or to give, like that message we got from Avery. She was being a messenger and didn't even know it, you know, at all, you know, 5 years old or 6 years old. And so we look at that as that, you know, don't discount it when children speak and when they say and share different experiences, or when they walk into an environment and it feels kind of funky to them, you know. Since then, obviously, I've worked a lot with my children. Because I believe it's, you know, just like speaking, you have to, you know, say the right words to them. If they say something the wrong way, you have to correct them. And intuition's just like that too. And I feel, you know, as we've worked with my children and we talk about things, and I do this thing on oftentimes on Tuesdays. I joke around and call it Psychic Tuesdays, but it can happen on a Saturday or Sunday, but we call it Psychic Tuesdays. And where we get together and we all talk about intuition and we talk about our experiences, or I do games with them and we talk about things. And that's how it's an important tool that we all remember. You know what? That just like when they learn at school, you know, math and English and, you know, how where to put a comma and apostrophe and everything else, with kids, intuition is just as important, that if not the most important. And I was just actually at a meeting today, actually, with our school system wanting to do a program called Mind Up, and it's about intuition. And it's actually from the Goldie Hawn Foundation. She sponsors it. And it's all about, you know, using intuition and trusting that to basically not have kids be stressed out anymore and to relax them. Well, guess what happens when you teach kids meditation? Intuition kicks in. They trust it. They start to open up. They learn boundaries with it. I mean, we're forever in our house meditating, right, Haley?
Yeah. Yeah.
And meditating and, you know, grounding ourselves, right? That's a big component. And, or before you have a test, how many times do you ever hear, "Mom, will you ground me?" Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we show one another, I show my children how important it is to use your sixth sense and to follow that or that intuition so that they can be peaceful. How about that? How about raising peaceful souls? Wouldn't our world change, huh? And the ability to be able to honor that we need to teach our children to, when they have experiences, not to be fearful of them. And let me tell you, more than not, if I'm intuitive, of course I'm going to have an intuitive child. If your grandmother was intuitive, you're going to have a granddaughter that's intuitive. It rolls that way in families, and that's part of the gift that we all pick to use. We're going to run to break, everybody. We're going to continue our conversation on psychic ability with children. Be back in a moment.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
So as we're talking intuitive children, obviously I have a few of them being in the world that I am. And as I started to share before, how in our ancestry, when we have intuitive, I mean, even when I look in my family, when it was my sisters and, you know, we're all intuitive and we all actually, you know, can often, I always crack up, there's oftentimes we all send the same card, okay, birthday card. Or, you know, we're intuitive enough to, we can trust our instinct. I'm obviously the only one that practices it, but you know, we all have a gift. And my grandmother had this gift. My mother had this gift. And now my children have this gift. So, and guess what? When they have children, they're going to have the gift. And, but in this form of my world, you know what? I've really worked with my children to make sure that they trust their intuition and how it's used. So as I was sharing, Haley and I were sharing earlier stories on early on experiences when she was little, obviously with your progression and your gift and what you work with, when you work with everything, I've taught my children boundaries with it and how it works. And, but it also can just kind of happen as intuition does, because intuition, we have to remember, is a form of protectiveness, right? Always is, always will be. And so Haley, let's talk about our Boston Marathon story.
All right. Well, This story has to go to the Boston bombing, but I remember it all started where I'd be sitting in class and I'd look up at the clock or I'd look at my phone or something with the time on it. It would say 9/11, and this wasn't just like a fluky thing where I'd see like once in a while. Basically, every single day, I would look at the clock and it would say 9/11, and something would just tell me to look at the clock. So it was kind of weird at first, but I just kind of, you know, brushed it off my shoulder. And then a few months go by and it's still happening. It goes on until basically the Boston bombing. But in about February, for this one day in February, I was just all of a sudden getting all of this, like I was just seeing a bunch of things on 9/11, and it was just weird. I was seeing all these things, such as times, and then I'd be clicking around on TV, and there'd be a show on 9/11 and the Twin Towers and something weird, and then like bombings, and it would just be weird to me, and.
And so Haley would come and talk to me. Well, let me just interject, Hale.
Yeah.
Haley would come and talk to me, and she'd say, "Mom, I keep seeing 9/11. Something's going to happen." And, you know, and then she'd be like this, she would say, you know, and that's how intuition works, is what I call it's almost like a pregame, that you get things ahead of time of what you see and feel. And it can be things that were in the past, as an example. So obviously my daughter is seeing this information. She's feeling it. So go on, continue with the story.
And for April vacation, that was during the Boston bombing, we were going to go to Antigua, for vacation. And And we had an early morning flight. I had to wake up at 4 and all that stuff. And I just didn't feel good that day. I didn't really want to go on a plane. Like, I'm not scared of plane rides or anything. But that day, I just did not feel well. And I wasn't prepared to go on a plane after seeing all this scary stuff about 9/11 and just not good stuff. And as we're going through Boston for our from a taxi ride, I'm just seeing like it just hits me like how big, like it gets even worse as closer we get to the airport and everything. Like, I'm just not feeling good, and like I'm really scared, of course. And we go on our flight, and I'm very hesitant, and I keep asking my mom to put a Christ lighter on the plane, because whenever we go on a trip for a flight, my mom always puts Christ lighter on the plane, so it'll be a safe ride, and everything will be okay. But I asked her at least 7 times to put a Christ lighter on the plane, and I just didn't feel good. But as soon as we landed, I felt safe and everything. But then we get to our place where we're staying in Antigua, and we click on the news, and we see that there's been a bombing in Boston. And from once I heard that, I knew that's what I was feeling, that there was going to be a terrorist attack. So,
and that's
what I was feeling.
Yes, and so during that time, as you know, we're in the airport. I too was in the airport at 5 o'clock in the morning, saying, I kept hearing in my head 9/11, 9/11, 9/11, and I write about this in my book, Listen Up, The Other Side Is Talking. In the story, and how I write about this, and how I kept hearing these words and seeing it and sensing it. And when catastrophe happens, when you're intuitive, you're like, your antenna's up. You're going to feel it, sense it. Months before, I felt the same thing with the real 9/11 and many other things that I've seen in the past. But so she's feeling it, I'm feeling it, my other daughter's feeling it, you know, and you know, my son and my husband are like, where's the pool? You know what I mean? We're like laughing about that, but we're in that situation. And as soon, okay, how about this? So as we walk into the villa that we're staying at, it's Villa 9/11. And I knew then that something had happened at the Boston Marathon. And I had known years before that something was going to happen at this marathon. Intuitively, I was told. And so again, as we realized that, you know, this terrorist attack had happened, in that moment, Haley kept saying to me, Mom, I told you, that's why I needed the Christ light around our plane, because I kept seeing bombs going off. I kept seeing these, you know, this happening. Do you remember that, Haley?
Yeah.
And so we were all in this, you know, together, but again, our intuitive hats were up so that we could actually, you know, prepare ourselves to what was going to occur. We're going to run a break, everybody, and continue this awesome conversation with Haley Sutliff.
We've already said
to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent. Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes,
I do. So we're talking psychic intuition with children today. And obviously my guest today, my daughter, Haley, and we were sharing earlier about, you know, the Boston Marathon and how we were both, our psychic antennas were up, but not telling one another our psychic antennas were up. And then obviously, you know, the unfortunate circumstances when we landed in Tigua that we find out this horrific situation that happened to our Boston. And so intuition is, as we all know, I remember how important it is actually for trusting, looking for signs, symbols. There was a lot of symbolism that we were getting, her and I, in our own way, when circumstances happened, you know, for the fallout of the Boston Marathon. And it's trusting those symbols and signs and being prepared and sharing that information, which is needed and helpful. And so as mom and as psychic, you know, psychic mother here, I really guide my kids in using that. So a big component I always say to my children is to ask for signs. When you want confirmation from the universe, when you want confirmation from your guide, your loved ones, past loved ones, oh, they have such a job to help us out sometimes. And that's great because that is their job and people forget that. But it's important that actually when you're in a situation that you ask for signs. I'm always teaching my children, ask for a sign, ask for, you know, think of a symbol, a sign, whatever it would be, a butterfly, you know, whatever comes to your head, a soccer ball, what have you. If you see it that day after asking for a sign from a loved one, past loved one, or your angels or your guides, or and you get that sign, that's confirming with energy, okay? Because signs and symbols are symbolic energy that is from the other side that give us those examples. So Haley, can you share any examples of when you've asked for signs and when you've
asked? Yeah. Well, my first sign really that I can recall, was I would say fourth grade. And I was just starting to understand that I have a gift, and so does the family, of being a psychic medium, and as of you telling me, Mom. Mm-hmm. And I was outside, and I would say I was praying to my papa and to say how much I miss him. And I said, if you're listening to me, Papa, give me a sign. And a few minutes go by, and then something tells me to look up. I look up in the sky, and I see a cloud, a very big cloud in the shape of a heart. And this wasn't just it looks almost like a heart. It was a definite heart-shaped cloud. And ever since then, whenever I see, like, hearts or anything, I just know that my papa's there with me. And
we've even seen hearts in... We've even seen hearts in potato chips, haven't we?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, it will be the random... Like, even if I have, like, a pile of clothes on the floor, like, somehow my shirt will form a perfect heart some way, somehow. Don't know, but that's just him working with me.
I know, and that's what's... What do you call it? That's what's so awesome. And see, you know what? You've been taught to ask for a sign. And what does that do when you see a heart from Papa? What does that make you feel like?
It makes me feel like very comfortable, and I know that he's with me, and that's it can just be like I'll just be like walking, and I'll just see a heart shaped rock. Like, it doesn't even have to be a big situation. I need him to be with me. It just comes, I feel like.
Yeah, and because you know what? You've asked for it. And because you've asked for it, then he knows that that's an example that actually how he can connect with you. Because you know what? You're smart enough to recognize it, aren't you?
Yeah.
And that's the important piece that people need to understand with children. That's why it's so easy for them to feel comfort when there's death or when there's a circumstance. Because children will get it. You'll say, okay, ask for a sign. And they'll say, okay, I got a sign. And by God, they're going to see that sign because that's how the energy works. Can you think of any other situations that you got signs from when you've asked for them?
Well, when our dog Maxine, when she passed away this past summer, her sign for us to know that she's okay was a butterfly, and it was the day after she had been put down, and I was outside with my other dog, Mabel, I was kicking the soccer ball around, and then I see, like, Mabel's far into the yard, and then I see, like, a butterfly go around Mabel, and she's, like, trying to get it, and it was really funny. So I knew that when that butterfly was going around Mabel, I knew she was okay, and as we were walking in, I saw, like, something went by my face, and I saw it flutter, and then I see it move, and it was a butterfly, and I see the biggest monarch butterfly I've ever seen on our one of our flowers in our garden, and it was just on the flower, just fluttering its wings, and I've never seen a butterfly like that, so big.
And that's what's really cool, because we asked for a sign, and it was very interesting. We got signs all that day, the next day after she had passed, because that was part of my thing, is that because we knew our dog. Our dog actually had, believe it or not, ALS. And
A dog ALS,
right. And she, that's what she passed from. And I didn't even know dogs could get it. And believe it or not, the Corgi Association is sharing research with ALS victims and people, because it's so similar what dogs get and they get in the research capacity of things. So she passed from this. And we knew we were going to have to put her down based on the circumstances. And once she couldn't move anymore with her back legs, we had to make that choice. And so, you know, I was like, okay, you got to send me a sign that you're okay. It's going to be a butterfly. That's what it is. And Haley saw a sign. My other daughter was running that day. There was a butterfly running around her when we were walking in the cemetery where we always walk and take the dogs. And sure enough, and this is kind of a fun connection, that day when we had put it down, it was a stormy day. It was horrible. And it was really rainy and bad. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm not going to see our butterfly symbol that we had asked from Maxine. And it's, you know, how am I going to see a butterfly when it's pouring rain and it's storming? And so I go to bed that night. And the next day, Haley had sent me pictures. So she sent them that night. And they were pictures of Maxine. And so the first thing I do at 7 in the morning, I wake up and I go to click on my computer. And the first picture that comes to me was, there was our dogs laying on my front foyer. I had forgotten I had this huge rug that I have, and my foyer has butterflies all over it. And that was the first sign that I had gotten that day. The day that Haley was talking about throwing the soccer ball and seeing the butterfly, which she said was the same morning that I saw that picture. I went to the grocery store, and as I'm coming out of the grocery store, kid you not, Stairway to Heaven starts playing. I look up at the front of the car in front of me, and there's a huge butterfly decal on the back of their car. You know, it was like, can butterflies show up anymore? We didn't see butterflies thereafter ever since. In fact, what's really funny is my husband had said to me, when we realized that butterflies were around, he said, you know what? I haven't seen one butterfly all summer. And I planted a butterfly garden, making sure that they would come, and however you do that. But, you know, and he said, and here all these butterflies just flutter around us. So now what happens for a form of comfort? When we see a butterfly, what do? We say, hi, Maxine, or we feel that sense, or she's around us. And we've actually, okay, intuitively, Haley and I have felt this dog around us. We have felt, you know what I mean? We've seen her in our house. We've felt her energy. Right, Haley?
Yeah, and also, I forgot to mention this. One day I was running with I was running around a track, and all of a sudden I see like at least 5 butterflies that day. And then out of the blue, I see a girl or a woman walking 2 corgis. And there's not a lot of corgis in our town, but like, because we all know the town dogs, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I see all these butterflies. And then right after that, I see someone walking two corgis.
I know. And see, that's the thing is that, you know, it's not coincidence. So it's not coincidence. And that's important that you understand, that kids understand and people understand that when you ask for signs, for symbols from loved ones, from past loved ones, intuitively, if you teach your children actually how to do this, and as simple as just ask simple questions, because we all know kids, they love to ask questions. And if they start to understand how this all works, they won't fear things. They'll be appreciative. They'll feel comfort when using intuition. You show them boundaries with things. You show them, you know, it's just like when we have children, we say that the stove is hot. Well, same thing with intuition, you know, with things. We open up with intuition and we close off with intuition with a prayer. We work within that realm. You know, these people that buy Ouija boards with their kids, I want to say, oh my God, are you crazy? You have no idea what you're doing with that. I mean, they're bad stuff. And so it's important that you really keep balance with your children. And you know what? If you can give them a gift of intuition and showing how that gift works and show them how this works within their world, you will make a better person out of them for the rest of their life. And who doesn't want that as a parent and as a gift to give to their children? We're going to end our show today. Haley, I thank you for being my guest. This is awesome. I'm going to have you on again, of course. And
thank you.
Everybody have a great day today, and we'll see you next week on Psychic Cup of Coffee.
You've been listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Tune in for this hit show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they've lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? For more information and to contact Kelly, visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's Psychic psychicmediumkelly.com or call 978-420-8213. Again, that's 978-420-8213. See you next week.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.